Hi, this is Yvette Francino from SearchSoftwareQuality.com here with Kevin Beaver, and we are talking today about focusing on what's important with your web application security scanning and testing. Kevin is an independent information security consultant, speaker, author, and expert witness at Principal Logic. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Yvette. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So I just have a few questions for you. First, I wanted to know, what should be the first step in your web application security testing?
Well, you know, the web application security testing is a business function. It's a big overarching business issue. So you kind of have to begin with the end in mind. You can't just start scanning and expect some results. You have to step back and ask yourself, you know, what are you trying to do? What's your overall goal here? Are you trying to minimize security risks within your web environment? Whatever the goal may be, could be compliance, could be internal audit pressures or whatever, but what's the main goal? And then, you know, sort of drill down beyond that. What is it that you're trying to protect? You know, what are you trying to protect it from? And I think once you start asking all these questions, you'll realize that, hey, this is a detailed process and this is a complex environment and we really do need to think this through. You need to get the right people involved and so on. But looking at it from the business perspective first, you know, be it audit requirements, regulatory requirements, and so on. Are you assessing what matters? Looking at it from a high level perspective is the absolute first thing that you have to do. You know, the reality is, if you don't have a clear sense of direction about what you're trying to accomplish, you know, you're just going to be spinning your wheels, wasting your time, your effort, and your money on security testing, and it's just going to end up being for show and no one really benefits.
Okay. Well, there are so many approaches to performing application security testing. Part of the issue is all the different testing terminology that people use. Can you explain the main differences between penetration testing, ethical hacking, vulnerability scanning, and source code analysis?
Absolutely. This is one of those gray areas that really complicates security, information security in general, and especially application and software security. In a nutshell, penetration testing and ethical hacking, they're often interchanged, but they are different. But technically, there is a difference. Penetration testing tends to be very focused, tends to be maybe look at one specific application or one specific function or area within an application, and let's see if we can penetrate that application, that network, that environment, and do X, Y, or Z. When you look at it beyond there, beyond the actual penetration testing, and sort of approach it from an ethical hacking perspective, ethical hacking uses the penetration testing methodology, it uses the same tools, it uses the same, you know, hacker mentality, looking at things from a bad guy's perspective. But it's about looking at the bigger picture. It's you know, looking at, okay, yeah, here are these vulnerabilities in this web application, but how is that perceived in the context of the environment? What you know, how does that affect the back end systems? How does that affect sensitive information that may be regulated or covered under internal audit or whatever? So ethical hacking sort of takes things to the next level. Vulnerability scanning is really often used as part of penetration testing and ethical hacking. You know, it's vulnerability scanning is just that. It's scanning using these automated scanners, maybe some manual tools and whatnot, but you're scanning for flaws, potential exploits within the application. Beyond that, vulnerability assessments, that digs in deeper on the technical issues and typically looks at everything soup to nuts, kind of like ethical hacking. So I actually tend to, you know, use the term vulnerability assessment and ethical hacking interchangeably because they're looking at everything. Beyond that, source code analysis, that's basically looking at the root of the problems that you find in your other testing methodologies. You're looking at the actual source code. You're looking at, you know, the components that may be commercial, off the shelf, at least part of them. Some of them may be developed in-house, you may have outsourced them or whatever, but you're actually looking at the source code to find flaws. You're looking for a lot of the same flaws, but oftentimes you're going to find different issues because you are able to look behind the scenes. You are able to, you know, to sort of look at the bits and bytes to see exactly what the application is doing. So I guess just to recap, penetration testing is very focused, very specific. Vulnerability scanning is just running a vulnerability scanner. Ethical hacking and vulnerability assessments tend to look at everything from a broader perspective, and then source code analysis can typically be a component of one or more of these, looking at the source code level.
Okay, well, thanks for that explanation. In your experience of testing, is there one method that really stands out as the best? If you could only pick one type of testing that you had to do, which would you pick?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. You know, people say, should I just run a vulnerability scan? Should I just look at the source code? Do we really have to do all that complicated penetration testing or whatever? And it really depends on the situation, depends on the application, how complex is the application. Again, what are you trying to protect? What are you trying to protect it from? I think in the end, you can do vulnerability scans, you're going to get a set of results. You can do penetration testing, you're going to get a set of results. You can do vulnerability assessment, you know, looking at the whole thing from end to end, you're going to get a unique set of results. So this kind of goes back to the first step. Before you ever get started, you've got to figure out what it is that you want. What are your goals? What do you wish for the outcomes to be? So I think the best approach, and this is what I recommend to my clients, is let's look at everything within reason. Let's do this ethical hacking, take the ethical hacking approach, let's do a broad vulnerability assessment, looking at the application, looking even beyond that, if possible, looking at the back-end database, looking at the server level, looking at all the, you know, looking at the system as a whole. And if possible, if people are willing to do it and invest the money and share their source code, looking at the source code as well. You really need to do everything. If you're going to find everything, if you're going to quote-unquote confidently say that your system is secure and has been thoroughly tested, you need to look at it using every possible testing scenario. And I know that that's not reasonable in every situation. You have to take price and timing and whatnot into perspective, but I still think you've got to go beyond that scan. You've got to go beyond the vulnerability scan, and likewise, you can't just do a source code analysis. You really need to look at everything.
Okay. Can you provide some examples of challenging application security assessments?
The challenges are really the same in most of these security assessments. It's people not knowing what applications they've got, what they process, what they're storing on the back end, what the real threats are, which ones are the most critical, things like that. So people not really understanding what their risks are, not doing a business impact assessment. There's a disconnect between IT development and the various business units. You know, everyone has their own requirements and mandates and goals, and you know, sometimes that people are selfish and they're doing their own thing just to cover their own rear ends or do what they think is best for themselves, and so there's that disconnect and the whole political component to it. Another thing is I've heard people say, you know, we don't have the budget for an in-depth look. Can you just run a quick scan that'll cost less? And you know, and I'll say, yeah, I can do that, but here are the caveats. Here's what you're going to get, and more importantly, here's what you're not going to get in doing that. So that tends to be a challenge, especially when you have people who are managing these security assessments, but yet they don't really have a clue as to what's involved and what's going on. And I see that a lot. However, I'm seeing it less and less, so that's a good thing. And I guess beyond that, it's actually coming up, you know, a big challenge is coming up with reasonable remediation steps that people can take to actually fix the problems that I find. You know, I'm not directly involved in the remediation process. You know, instead, I find out what matters in the context of the business. You know, I prioritize the findings and provide the recommendations. But the good news is, in most situations, there's really, you know, minimal or no cost involved with plugging most of the holes. It's a matter of, okay, we need to rework this a little bit. We need to tweak this setting. We need to do whatever. But it's, I think there is a certain amount of hesitation on the part of management and people that don't really understand security assessments that, well, I don't want to know what's wrong because that's going to cost us $50,000 to fix. But that's not really the case. It may be in some rare situations, but that's not the case. So a lot of fears, a lot of hesitation, but it really doesn't have to be that complex.
Okay, good to know. Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Talk to you again soon.
All right.